The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Welcome to Dungeons & Doritos, Nerdy Show's epic tabletop role-playing podcast. I'm Cap, and I play Jamella.
Hi, I'm Hex, and I am VMAC.
I'm Colin, and I play Bartholomew Elfgar Gleeman.
I'm Lefty Lucy, and I play Lefty, the Pirate Queen.
Right, my name's Kyle, and I play Digging the Mighty.
I'm Roll, and I play
the Game Master.
This
episode is a listener-created campaign. It was from our D&D support drive in June 2014, and it was launched by Sage Zero, though he credits the idea to Frozen Treasure. And it was further supported by Robert Rangel and Muckraker.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, look at that. It took us less than a year to get this one out.
That's right. During the same year.
They're probably still listening to the show.
Wow, we all made it.
They are, in fact. I have had some lovely people come up to me and tell me how much they enjoy the show.
Wow.
In person?
In person at burlesque shows.
Wait, hold on.
In DC and New York City.
Are you telling me that the people that listen to this are actually real people? They're not just pigments
of places. That's the thing
they
that I'm like
just
really
other like handles that Cap's making up when he's
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought happened.
He doesn't have a secret bank account that's actually donating money and like suggesting ideas.
money.
Consider this episode an olive branch, so to speak. D&D's turned over a new leaf, and when we get a support drive, we will take care of it lickety-split. The slate is clear. You may have heard recently the D&D Q&A came out. If you haven't checked it out, it's a behind-the-scenes talk with myself and Rule, Ryan, who composes the score, Colin, and Kyle.
I do say a few things in that, don't I?
You do. And fans called in, and they asked questions, and it was a really awesome time. And you can listen to both a podcast version of that, as well as watch the video version filmed via webcam in our studio.
It was nice to see so many people interested in like playing the story system. That was
I was really interested in Dean's workout.
Dean's workout.
Yeah.
I want to make it into like a little
in his advice
two-minute commercial or something.
Yes, that would be a great like web series. Would be like you know, this is Dean's workout for wimpy people.
Yeah, we'll pitch it to Beachbody workouts, and then you'll make the millions.
So we'll have links to the D&D Q&A, the podcast, and the video on this episode's page, as well as links to where you can get other D&D stuff. I mean, after all, it's Crunchmas time, guys. So maybe you want to give someone the gift of Saga's RPG, the role-playing system we use. We'll have links to where you can do that. We got D&D t-shirts. We got the D&D poster, which comes signed and numbered or burned, if you so desire. The D&D comic, issue 1, issue 2 convention preview for only $1, pint glasses, including a set of glasses featuring all new character portraits by Tony, the Frenemies set with Chair, Barty, and VMAC, and the Love Triangle set with Jamella, Lefty, and Jennifer.
Hey, I actually have some IRL Crunchmas news.
Oh yeah, what's that?
So, hitting the shelves in Japan on November 17th, so last month, a new limited edition of Doritos, colored and shaped like Christmas trees, was released. These rock and white Doritos.
But is it flavored like Christmas trees?
They're flavored like corn cream stew, with the flavoring delivered in the form of a white powder that will stick to the pine tree-shaped chips, to resemble snow.
Wow.
So I'm thinking in my head canon that Dungeons and Doritos has impacted Doritos at such a level so that now they must
also celebrate Crunchmas.
Commercially, they are celebrating Crunchmas. Nice.
Okay, you guys, seriously, we need to seek a sponsorship now. Would you come on?
I was like, look, we already got a back catalog of songs for you.
They are sitting there just listening to this every once in a while. Somebody in that building is thinking, God, these idiots are doing this for free. What a bunch of knuckleheads. This is great.
If you've never heard one of our Crunchmas specials before, well, we've had a couple Crunchmas singles that do take place in continuity, but this episode is very special because it is, in fact, a full Crunchmas episode, the Yuletide holiday of Doritodonia. Only right now that we should talk about what we're crunching in this very studio. We have some Doritos from Japan, courtesy of Anduin. Hex, there's one specially for you.
Uh-oh.
That's the Japanese taco Doritos.
I see these.
And he says, because it was written in the book of the Church of Hex.
Oh, God.
That Hex spoke.
Oh, Hexanity.
I wonder if all Japanese Doritos taste sweet, or is it just the gourmet Doritos? Now, these are not gourmet Doritos. These are regular taco Doritos, your favorite flavor, which they don't even make in America anymore, at least not in this region.
Which makes me a grumpy Hex.
No grumps on Crunchmas, Hex.
I'll hail Hex Cross.
Do they taste sweet?
There's a tinge. There's a tinge of sweetness there.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's like more salsa and less taco.
Yeah.
Also, there's nacho cheese. Thank you, Anduin.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a very light hint of sweetness in the aftertaste. Like, I wanted to say, no, it's not sweet, but there's
it's
something
like
there.
A kiss from a dead relative.
You know what it's like?
What?
Oh, wow.
What?
That's not sweet at all.
It's a sweet meat flavor. It's much like a Cuban empanada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, Japan, you got that really wrong.
Yeah, where are you getting your tacos?
Kevin Wise sent us a bag of Tapatio in the mail, which is wonderful. Thank you so much. It did erupt.
That box can't handle it.
I tasted my fingers afterwards, and it was delicious. While over in England this past August, I was at a bus stop, and I picked up the last bag of jalapeno kick, which was definitely World Cup themed.
I had one of those. Those are good.
You had one of these?
Yes. I got one from a Kissimmee gas station a little while ago.
So this is an international flavor?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I don't know where, but I found it in the... that weird touristy Kissimmee place where you can buy pecans and shit.
My verdict with the jalapeno kick, and maybe this is different from the American one, but the Brits have no idea what jalapeno tastes like. In America, we very successfully recreated the jalapeno flavor, but it was a red chip. It tasted like cayenne, and that's in fact reflected in the ingredients. There's no jalapeno whatsoever in these chips.
Did yours taste accurate?
That's what mine tasted like as well.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
I was disappointed because I wanted a hot, you know, nice Latinish type flavor. And
so
yeah,
do we all.
It just tasted like a spice cabinet.
Spice cabinet.
Yeah.
Once a week, I like to just
that should be a new Doritos flavor.
Spice cabinet. Oh, have you heard about left beef?
What?
Okay, it's a joke on the internet, and it turned into a Dorito flavor. Like, you know how they do those contests?
Yeah.
Whatever. There's a thing where you go on Domino's, and then you know how you can have half toppings
on one side?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Order a pizza. You order a pizza with nothing at all. No sauce, right. No cheese. And then you just get left side beef. And then that's it. You take the photo of the pizza when it gets to you.
And it's a because plain it's obviously, crust with just it's meat just, on one side.
Yeah. So people were like, yo, let's make a Doritos flavor left beef. And I think just they somehow organized it and it won. It's pretty hilarious looking.
I'm having trouble picturing this and looking it up.
Just do the real deal. Exactly what I said and go order left beef. That's Domino's.
I'm not going to pay for this to happen.
It'll be like
$6. I hate Domino's. To begin with.
Well, you're not really paying for a pizza at that point.
Yeah. Go pick up your left beef there. It'll be even funnier. They'll be like, is this what you fucking wanted? Like, yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, right dude. There. Give me my left beef.
Just eat it.
All right, man. Something's wrong with me because I still don't get it. It's just stupid looking. It's like
That's
That's the point.
That's it's the joke.
Senseless.
Okay, yeah. So I don't get stupid.
Right.
Okay.
The joke is that people actually did this.
Like planking and other stupid internet shit.
Yeah, but it's with pizza.
Well, that's not planking. That has nothing to do. This is food, at least. Two different fucking realms.
What if you were planking with Lefty?
Yes! That is now the new meme.
So well, I'm doing the ice bucket challenge.
That's your mission, guys. If you take a photo of you planking while holding a left beef pizza and getting and doing the ice bucket challenge, you'll win. We'll send you something.
You will win a single internet. Special,
right? And since you guys will hear this episode, I'll have ample time to make some sort of weird reward for you for really your left beef efforts.
It's going to be like the coldest time of the year for them to be trying this type of stuff out.
Perfect.
That's hey, man. Awesome.
Give yourself pneumonia for Nerdy Show.
Yeah.
It has to be done outside. It has to be done outside in public with other people around that you don't know, like in a shopping mall, except an outside shopping mall.
So I got a another flavor from Great Britain, and this one comes from Lawrence and Esther Hondrick. It's barbecue rib.
Woo!
Ooh.
However, we also have another barbecue rib flavor from Chad Hendrick and Korea.
You sent me the Korean taco, and I've tasted it. I've opened it and had it. It also has some of that sweetness to it. It kind of tastes like a wonton a little bit with the taco flavor.
That's pretty good, the British one. Yeah. You see, barbecue means different things in the West and the East.
Okay, so I had a barbecue rib from Great Britain. I had the one from Korea just now. Great Britain wins hardcore.
Yeah, they do.
We got two more flavors. We're going to do this real quick. We got Doritos Roleta, which is these come from Brazil. This is actually, I don't know how this works, but what I've been told about these is that they're just general purpose chips, but much like playing Russian roulette, one of them is ludicrously spicy. And you're shaking your head, Hex, but come on, you know this is good radio. You know you
that
gotta
is
do
awesome.
It. You gotta do it, Hex.
That's why I hate it, because it is. It's an amazing radio. And you know what's gonna happen? You two are gonna be complaining about your stale chips. I'm gonna be screaming because I'm out of water. That is literally what's going to happen.
Take my water and put it over here.
Hex.
Did you get a spicy one or a boring one?
Not much going on there. I couldn't even tell you what the flavor is.
Ooh, I like it because there's no flavor.
It's like a tangy bland.
This looks spicy.
Try it.
It's nothing.
Okay, yeah, pass it on. Let's keep on going then. Like, I hate to say this, but we got to keep doing this until someone gets hit.
No, yeah, dude, Russian roulette it. Like, pass it around.
We can just do
this. That's what we're doing.
We should do this all episode.
No.
Yes, yeah, I like
spicy?
That.
Is it spicy? Did you get the spice?
No.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
And also, I have here, from Japan, avocado and cream cheese.
That sounds disgusting.
That sounds awesome.
I just don't like avocado.
That sounds really mild flavored, I guess.
I don't know. We'll find out. It's very green. Put this next to a flummus or something, get a Christmas chip. Frenchmas chip.
Frenchmas. Is there one in here that's spicy? I'm going to get it, aren't I?
I just got it. I just got it. It's not that bad. It would piss you off, Hex, but it's not that bad, but it is a very heated spice, and there's probably more than one in there. But
cool. Awesome, well, we got it. So I played my part.
You gotta keep going. You gotta finish the whole bag.
No, they can play. I'm getting some water.
No. Hex, switch over to Minesweeper mode and play single player on that bag.
No.
The avocado and cream cheese, very strange flavor. Very strange. Doesn't actually taste correct.
Right.
Mix it with a hot. With a hot.
They don't throw a hot on that, Todd.
We have to find a hot first.
No, it's in my mouth.
I don't want that one.
Burning. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the opening flavor is of the avocado, but it's not avocado. Yeah, I don't like this chip. Anyway, let's begin this adventure.
What up? Galapin, you know, when you don't wear shoes, then you can, you get them dirty feet. Galap likey the dirty feet. One time I was playing Doritos Roulette with an old one-armed geezer named Smokey Beans, who was, had one good eye and one eye that was a bird's head. Suffice it to say, old Galdap won. And old Smoky Beans changed his name to Smoky Mouth Cavity. Galdap eats Roulette for breakfast. I pour 2% skim milk on it and stir it with my wang. Why do I just say things? I just say things. They're not even true. Last time we saw our heroes, they were balls deep in gold and sipping from the salsa shoes so as not to get scurvy on the seven seas. You don't want scurvy. No. Galdap knows from experience. Your hair falls off and your toenails turn parsimon colored and you grow kumquats of flesh underneath your armpits that scamper away like cockroaches in the night. And so now we go to the Game Master, who is unleashing the horrible secrets of what this Yuletide quest will entail. For I am a seer of great and many things, but I don't know what goes on inside his filthy head.
Barty, you're woken up, basically. I mean, you're just trying to hold on to sleep at this point, but you keep hearing a voice you recognize, but you can't put a name to it.
Wake up, Barty. You have to wake up. Wake up.
But then that voice kind of changes to this groggy woman's voice, just kind of smacking and shoving you.
Oh, wake up. My Christopher guy keeps knocking at the door.
I'll answer the door.
You have to crawl over two other women to get out of bed. It's a large bed in a very nice big room.
Yes, it's delicious and tasty. Can I taste as I'll taste them as I, what Doritos do they taste like as I go to the door?
Flamas. And
muy caliente.
And barbecue rib.
Ah.
You don't know where you found her.
Excellent. Perfect bouquet of mixture.
The other one's Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch. Oh, well, you know, you need something to cool off after the flamas, you know. You gotta mix it up.
Yes. So you open the door. Christopher's there. He's dressed. He looks like he's been up for, you know, hours. It's probably midday at this point anyways, knowing you. He smiles, kind of peeks over your shoulder, sees the girl sleeping in the room.
Okay. Hey, Christopher, how goes it?
Well, the day is like half over. We still haven't got anything ready for the Crunchmas celebration tonight. And
it's Crunch. I nearly forgot about Crunchmas. That's right. It is Crunchmas. It's Crunchmas time.
Honestly, you may be in charge and this is, you know, your big house and, you know, rich and powerful and famous and everything now, but honestly, you still need to get up at a decent hour. Go get dressed. Come on. The Armada's going to be here. They've already reported that they're docking, and they should be ready to disembark in the next half hour. If you don't get there, Lefty, Jamala, you're going to miss greeting them. And the Kavaki are camped outside of town, but they're not coming in. They won't come in. They don't like the city, but they said that they'll send their shaman in. So he'll be here, but he's the only one from the Kavaki that are going to show up at all.
Yeah, sounds all right to me. Well, I'll go out to my dresser drawer and I pull out my elven cloak and put it on. And gives me camouflage because I love that cloak. It's my favorite cloak of all time. I put it on and the rest of my clothes with my studded jerkin, and I head out the door.
Okay, put your hood up. The crowd's already, they've been out there for hours.
Oh, well, then I'll put my hood up, Christopher. Fine. You don't want people to recognize the Gleeman?
Not after last time.
All right, fine. I'll put up my hood up.
So you guys walk down three flights of stairs just to get to the bottom floor. Huge, ornate stairwell. There's large paintings lining the stairwell of everybody, of, you know, all of your friends. You get to the bottom of the stairwell, and Chair's asleep, curled up at the bottom, one finger firmly jammed up a nose. Snoring violently. Christopher and you just kind of step over him like you've done 100 times. For some reason, he just has to sleep right there at that step. You know, so only one person's actually tripped over him, and she's dead now, but...
Well, as I pass over him, I pat him on the head and I leave a nice bottle of orcish ale, because we shared that together and loved it dearly. So I leave that with him.
He kind of wraps his arm around it like a teddy bear and starts making suckling little noises. Yeah. As if he's going to try and drink from a bottle, but he's just kind of got the cork in his mouth. And then Christopher's like, yeah, he's probably going to be out for another few hours.
Well, lead on, Christopher. Lead on, sir.
You guys go to the foyer. The foyer is about as big as the cabin in Lefty's ship, with two huge doors. They look almost like the doors from Christopher's chamber. Two guards open the doors, and there's just a huge crowd of teenage to young adult women. Just and once the doors open, they just start screaming like Beatles mania. They're just screaming. And one of them's got this big book. As she manages to push back one of the guards, her breasts are almost falling out of her shirt, and she hands you this book. She's like, please sign it for me. Sign it for me.
No, sign it, bro.
I do.
Sign the book. These are my quotation fingers hovering.
Yes, of course I'll sign it for you, my dear. And I with love, Bartholomew Gleeman.
The book is called The Battle of Toulay, The Truth Behind the Flames, transcribed from the songs of Bartholomew Gleeman. But you didn't write it. Somebody wrote it for you.
Right, a ghostwriter.
Yeah. Anyways, you hand them back. Literally a ghostwriter. Anyways, as you guys start to walk, a contingent of guards led by Dean, and they're all hugely muscled guards. Yes. Like abnormally muscled guards. Like their legs are smaller than the rest of them, because they do Dean workouts all the time. He's clearly the guy
in
charge.
Don't you dare tell anyone my secret workout regimen.
Okay, I won't. But but these are his troops. Yeah, and they're all wearing like Bartholomew. It's your house signia now. You know, and they're all wearing that over top of their armor and their. Are these giant shining halberds, and Dean's just not wearing a shirt because he doesn't have to. He looks like to be like he has been severely oiled.
Barty, my friend!
Ah, Dean! Good to see you today, my friend.
Indeed it is. By the balls of Brother Barty, it's time to party. Let's do this thing, boys. Lift him up.
Yes, onto the shoulders of Dean. And I wave to the adoring crowd.
Women are ripping the tops of their shirts down.
I'm tossing beads left and right.
Back, women! Back! Get away from him! No, you there! Step down! Don't climb me! Ah!
Your procession starts to make its way finally down to the docks, but you're on a hill, so you can actually see the ships from the Armada. There are two large flagships that are already docked, but there are about two dozen other ships, and you recognize these are the ships from the pirate islands. They're not pirates anymore. Lefty's done a good job of changing that. They're now kind of freelance mercenaries. What they do is they go around and they kill other pirates and they free slaves and stuff, and they get the bounties for that, and they have made a fortune off of this. So they're still able to live like free pirates, but they don't have to go raping and killing and pillaging or anything like that. And because of this brilliant plan of hers, she's, you know, now in charge. So she's got that. And then you got she's got one of those ships, the biggest one. And then there's another one next to it flying a flag that looks like it's got the crest from Tiamat on it. That one's flying up right next to her. So they're both docking. You come down, you can see on each individual ship's gangway is already a group of pirates moving down, almost like in like a column formation, like two, 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 with Lefty behind one group and Jamala behind the other, both wearing the finest dresses one could possibly wear at sea without expecting to ruin it.
Oh yes, and Crunchmas dresses, I might add.
Yes,
with beautiful hats.
Well, and there's behind you is actually more groups of men, all carrying ornate trunks, and they all have wardrobe on it.
That's right, of course they do.
So they're coming off the thing. The pirates make their kind of half circle around with the guards. They kind of create a perimeter so that you guys can all like hug.
Well, Barty, you did not exaggerate the opulence of your township.
Yeah, that's right. Crystal money pays well here, Jamala.
Deans, that's Barty down mightily in the earth, planting him there. Like a gleeman should be planted so that he can embrace his comrades. And he says, two pirate queens? I can hardly look at both of you without my heart bursting out of my chest.
And then avert your eyes. No one wants to see that.
I got it. I'll adore you with this eye and Lefty with this eye. And then I'll turn my head like this and it's good.
Okay.
Good to see you. Stay over there. Thank you.
I keep closing one eye because I can't help but mimic.
Are you winking at me?
No.
Is the sun in your eye? Why are you doing that?
Nothing, no.
I can't adore the both of you. This is ridiculous. I have to stop.
Body goes in between both Lefty and Jamala and holds out one arm to each of them.
Jamala and I look at each other and then look at Barty.
Yes, we were walking towards him hand in hand in our opulent Christmas getup. Myself in blue velvet and Lefty in red, and not sure. I'll take the gleeman's hand. Why not?
Yeah, okay.
I'm clean. I'm clean and smelling of fresh Doritos.
I know. I hardly recognize you.
Yes. How are you doing, Miss Pirate Queen?
Queens.
Queens.
As you can see, we are doing very well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can tell your travels have treated you very well, my dear.
Indubitably.
I heard you guys smash pirates, like, bam! Mm-hmm.
Well, we incorporate pirates. They work for us now.
I see. What's an incorporate? Is that a non-corporeal thing, like a ghost?
Yes, Dean.
You made
we turn them all into
like
spooky
that.
Ghosts.
For some, I suppose.
Like those are story you told me about the ghost pirates.
Oh, those are those ghosts. Are they actually the ones that they make incorporeal are the ones who write my books.
Oh,
my
yeah.
My ghost writers.
Fortunate enough that you came when you did. We're ready to have some party time. Would you like to join us?
Of course. We're here to party after all.
Do I look like the sort of girl who says no to such an offer?
And a merry laugh was had by all.
Yes, Barty, let's go to our quarters. These poor souls are weighted down by our expensive wardrobe.
My lord, Barty, don't forget the Kavaki. You want to meet with their shaman before we head back to the... Oh, we can make sure the rest of your companions are heading there and they're taken care of, but you have business with them first.
Yes. Steve, yes, please lead all of these pirates to Queen's quarters so they know where to put all of their wardrobe. And we've made the Kabaki wait long enough. We could go meet the shaman.
Boys, porter their bags for them. Lift up their entire fleet and take it into the Queen's quarters, you idiots.
Aww. Don't talk
Steve,
to them like that.
Steve steps they're forward. He's one of, you know, he's one of Dean's guards now, and he's much more muscular than the last time that you guys had seen him in Tole. Yeah. And he grabs most of the cases that they brought and puts them on top of each other and holds them over his shoulders as an example to the rest. So then the other guards each pick up, one picks up Lefty, one picks up Jamala, and carry them on one shoulder while carrying some of the other bags.
Little cushioned seats with your names embroidered into them.
Human ponies.
And Jamal, you're quite sure that the one that picked you up did cop a little feel.
Well, who can blame him?
And I take my rightful place on top of Dean.
Guide me, Barty, the destroyer.
I grab his luscious locks and lead him towards the meeting place with the Kavaki.
Right? Dean drops on all fours.
Hey, Barty, do you like my Crunchmas colors?
Ah, yes, these new adornments are indeed quite festive. onward to the Kavaki meeting.
Listen to my earrings jingle.
Ah, jingle jangle.
At a strong gallop, Dean carries Barty through the streets of Tole, meets another armed procession of Dean's guards. As tall and muscular as they are, BMAC is still at least two heads taller than the rest of them, and they all look short and skinny compared to him. You've never seen him wear clothes like this, but they obviously must be really, really important religious garbs for his new office or post as the grand shaman of the Ironback Mountains, not just his tribe. He has ascended. His tribe and all the other tribes' shamans default to or defer to him for advice on all things religious now. So he's also become kind of the envoy to the outside world since he is so well traveled and so well respected. And he's also the only one that will go into cities. There he is. You guys meet in the middle of the street, really.
I am VMAC!
Ah, VMAC, good to see you.
I'd know that face anywhere. Give me a hug, brother.
Oh, Dean, come here.
Let me hug you.
I am hugging you right now.
I am hugging you too.
This is quite the hug.
I'm in between. You need to
okay,
put
party,
me down
party
first.
Alert.
Sorry. Hello, Barthy. It's been a while. You have definitely done much with the place of Tole.
Yeah, you like it, VMAC?
It took
a lot of hard work, but, you know, this Gleeman was up to the task.
He's impressive.
Well, you know, nothing a little cleansing fire can't help. Impolite humor, sorry.
Oh, hello, Jamal. I didn't see you there.
Because for some reason I'm up on top of this guy. How crazy is that?
Ah, yes, I was so caught up with hugging Dean.
It's going on again.
Oh, okay, I'll stop. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just been a while since I have been able to hug someone who it does not crush.
I understand. I hug a lot.
He's a hugger. It's true, he's a hugger.
It's good to be able to finally celebrate Crunchmas together. On Crunchmas.
Yes. And properly. Yeah. Look at your cool robe, bro.
Oh, thank you. It's very fancy. They made it special just for me.
VMAC, it's not quite you exactly.
I was trying to tell the tribes that they did not need to do this. I was okay with what I was wearing, but they insist, and I am not one to argue.
That's not in your nature.
No. Well, unless it's with Barty. Huh? Huh?
Everybody in the group that's not you guys just suddenly all laughed the exact same way at the exact same time and then stopped and then all of a sudden we're independent of each other. Like, all of a sudden they were synchronized and then they just stopped.
I disregard it.
Anyway, so like I was saying earlier, I was covered in oil and I'm starting to dry up. You guys want to go, you know, not stand out here anymore?
Yes, take us to where we should be going.
Yes.
I'll take you to Casa de Gleeman.
There we go.
Yeah, when you guys turn around and start heading in the direction of Casa de Gleeman, you see that Casa de Gleeman is a keep in the middle of the city. Like, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's white walled with blue parapets and huge streaming banners that just there just for color, just so that the wind can make it just move. So as you guys are starting to walk back, you hear Crunchmas music starting to be played throughout the town, but it's all muted. It's like people are just kind of getting things going. But, you know, you're going to arrive in time for lunch. And then the Crunchmas lunch, the Crunchmas Eve lunch is only to be rivaled by the Crunchmas Eve feast, which will be happening later.
Never going to turn down a free lunch, especially a Crunchmas lunch.
And I am not one to make a barrier between me and Crunchmas. No, I'm.
You should get the three ham omelet.
Ooh.
Really good.
Does that actually have three hams in it?
Yeah, actual three hams.
I will have two.
And it's made from a phoenix egg.
I will have two, and not two hams, but two of those.
Two of, wow, that's six hams, bro.
That is what I want.
And if it rebirths itself, just tune on your tummy a little bit, and it'll pass right out.
I am no noob when it comes to phoenix omelets. Thank you very much.
I know you're not. I saw you in that competition a few years back. I was impressed.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think maybe, hopefully they have, left beef Benedicts with the... And with a poached dragon's egg on a bed of toasted corn Doritos.
I smell it. I can smell the Dorito toe. It's over there. You want to stand under it for a little while?
I'm good.
Do you want me to forcibly hold you under it for a little while?
No, Dean. If you do, I'll kill you. I'll slit your throat.
It's Crunchmas Lunchmas. How can you think about murder?
How can't you?
You're very inspiring, Dean. You're very inspiring.
Am I? You should write a book about, like, murder mysteries, like the Crunchmas Lunchmas killing.
So you guys should be there in a few minutes. You turn a corner and then there's the doorway in front of you and it opens up and Chair's still asleep down there at the bottom of the stairs and Christopher mimes, you know, shh.
How cute.
So anyways, if you'll come on over here, we in the dining area and you guys eat and rest from your long travels and nap in your rooms and then the party will be tonight. We'll make sure to fetch all of you and we will celebrate Crunchmas.
Yes, it's so lovely to celebrate Crunchmas with you, Christopher.
It is. I am really looking forward to it. After everything else, it's, you know, it's actually relaxing.
An excellent reprieve.
I agree. Anyways, enjoy. I made sure everything is in order. We will catch up later. The doors open, and you see this huge banquet table just full of food and drink and wine. For a minute, you kind of blink because you're not expecting to see... The people actually preparing it are about a foot and a half tall with little gossamer wings. They're dark, naked, and hairless. And then they flutter away and they're gone. Suddenly it's just normal servants.
Well, all right.
Wow. Some place you got here, Birdie.
Thank you. Yes, anything that you desire will be yours.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
I really like it here. Slide on over to Jamella. And ease a greasy bicep over her shoulder.
Oh boy. please do not damage the dress, Dean.
Oh, wait. I didn't. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my bad. That is grease. That is straight up grease on you.
Yeah. You know what?
It's my left beef. I'm sorry.
We're all friends here. Grinning bear. They'd have a nice costume change.
Yeah, no, I mean, these were just our getting off the boat dresses. These aren't our dinner dresses.
Yes, and right. No opportunity to change into our lunch dresses.
I mean,
so,
and, like, basically didn't earn it. You just kind of stole it from other pirates, if I'm not mistaken. So.
No. This was designed for me by the great designer Jacques Fabergé-Nolla.
Look at this Barty house crest belt buckle. It's woven from elven princess hair. Beat that.
Well, check out this, and I hike up my skirt a little bit boldly. These stockings were woven by...
Before you can finish, Dean's nose just shoots blood out all over your face. And then he falls down.
Onyx spiders.
What just happened? Who hit me in the face? Did Jesus kick me? Oh my god, my nose.
You're disgusting! There's blood all over me! I find a napkin, I start mopping it up.
I grab another, like, napkin and I help.
What is wrong with you?
You kicked me in the face! What's wrong with you? It's Crunchmas that you hurt me!
I never touched him! I'm moving to the other side of the table. Nowhere near him.
I have no idea what's going on.
I think he had an anime moment and he just saw my legs and blood shot out of his nose.
Yeah, like a weeby Dean anime moment. From seeing a skirt get hiked up.
Got it. So your food is served by beautifully naked men and women, each to the receiver's
this
preference.
Is,
it doesn't conscious. Seem a little sanitary.
Taking a little page from the Isle of Mages, Spotty.
Well, you know, you like what you see and you incorporate it into your life.
Yes, I think you must have had a very twisted image board. But the left beef benedict is exquisite, so who am I to complain? Do you serve any turducken for quail and shen?
Whatever you desire, Jamala, it is yours.
Because, you see, that's where you put a goose and a duck and a chicken and a Cornish game hen and a turkey and, I'm probably forgetting, a quail. And you smash them all into a single meat?
All of the fowl is there for you, my dear. If only you wish it, it will be
good.
Yours.
Well, I shall expect that at this evening's feast.
Done.
All right, lunch is over. Dinner will be in an hour, and you're starving. You can't wait for dinner.
Just like the Phantom told
me. Oh my goodness, those six hams just went right through me. I'm already hungry.
I told you, like, when it explodes and that fire, it's just like I'm full, like, for a second, and then not.
It feels like my voice and your voice are just merging, and both of us are turning into the same character.
I sometimes mimic large men that I admire.
Is understandable.
Right?
After
you're
getting
like a dad to me, bro. Give me a hug. Let's drink eggnog.
I am liking this plan.
After having Dean squirt his bodily fluids all over me, I think it's right. Between here and dinner, I must have spent an abbreviated spa day.
Sure.
Yeah.
You remember doing it.
Yeah, of course I do.
It was awesome.
Yes, it was. It was. each one of my talons is a different color.
And it was like 3 days worth of spa and like, you know, in a one.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it was awesome.
They do good work. Here in New Tole, I have obviously a much more opulent dinner gown befitting Crunchmas Eve.
It takes 5 men to put it on you.
Yes, and 3 to assist in getting the hat through the door.
Mine's made entirely of crystals.
It's so jingly and shiny. She wears it just for me.
I'm still wearing the same robes. I only changed because the VMAC, the Kavaki tribe say, okay, now it's Tuesday. Here are the Tuesday robes.
Body's clothes, they're the same style, but every time you look at them, they are of a different color.
Dean switches to a green turtleneck. With a red sash across it. Bam. Like, styling.
I imagine Dean, like, in this universe, would still be wearing a bad Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
It's got a bad dragon.
Yeah, it's got a poorly knit dragon on there.
Yeah. Like, its eyes looking one way. It doesn't look scary at all.
And instead of, it actually says Merry Crunchmas. Like, the R is missing.
Crunchmas. Yes. You guys like this thing? I made it myself. What do you think, guys?
Oh, it's fetching. It really expresses the real you, Dean.
He thank you.
Who I'm sitting the entire room away from.
Yeah, I'm yelling to you because I'm sorry about that earlier. That was weird. Just haven't seen you in a while. Definitely haven't seen those legs in a while. Damn.
Uh-huh.
Do you, like, kick pirates in the face all day? It's so toned.
What?
So shiny underneath that lace.
I can't hear you over this avocado and cream cheese Doritos aperitif. No, don't shout. I have delicate ears.
Christopher lines you guys up in front of a large set of double doors. He instructs you on what's about to happen. You guys are all going to be introduced. When you're introduced, then you can walk in. If you prefer, you can be escorted by one of the guards or one of the the men or ladies that are on hand for that sort of thing. Go in, have a good time, and it's, you know, it's a party. So, and the door is open, a big gong is sounded, and and the crowd turns and lightly claps.
I walk down the staircase.
And into a huge ballroom with a huge table off to one wall for food, another table for drink. Chair is already asleep, passed out drunk next to one of the tables. And it's your party.
V-Mac sheepishly just waves and makes his way over to the food.
You know him from around town. He's a real cool guy. Captain of the Guards, Dean!
Dean just, eating a bowl of soup and looks around confused. Oh, yeah, hey! Woo! Hey, guys!
And presenting the Pirate Queens of the Seven Seas, Lefty Cornet and Jamella Della Egbert III.
Lefty enters first.
And no, we enter simultaneously.
So as Lefty's entering, Jamella runs up and grabs her hand, and they both enter together.
For those listening at home, that was the sound of a beaten down jam. It's like, yeah, I don't fucking care anymore. You're holding hands. You're in together. Whatever. I had a plan, but it doesn't fucking matter anymore. Go on. Go on. Go have fun in this fantasy world I had apparently built just for you.
Obviously.
Actually, the spotlight hits. When it hits Lefty's dress, rainbows just fire off everywhere.
I am in heaven.
And back for one night only. You know him. You love him. It's Steve.
Steve silently just waves with a big stupid grin on his face. Hugely muscled now from Dean's workouts. And kind of dances his way down the stairs like he's important. But then he trips. He falls. He just kind of tumbles down the staircase. And there's a loud, defining crack. And he just lays still.
The original party animal, everyone. It's Steve.
Just for the purposes of this fantasy, Dean's not going to react to Steve's death. He doesn't care in this world.
Nobody cares in this world. Actually, oh, exactly. He just moved on.
V-Mac had a glimmer of concern and went, ooh, look at that punch bowl. And no longer cared.
There's murmurings through the crowd. There he goes again. It's just every single time. So it's a huge party. You guys are celebrating, it seems like, for days.
Woo, days of partying.
At some point, Jamella starts doing, like, really epic-looking light shows of magic and playing off of Lefty's dress at times. People are just consistently interested about the Kavaki and V-Mac's stories. He's constantly got this crowd of people that are just, you know, really charmed by his rustic nature and his silly little accent.
Well, if they want to hear the stories, I mean, I'm not one for turning down opportunity to tell a story.
Barty has to kind of leave every few minutes with another girl that just has to have his attention just for a little while.
Literally for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, he's back a minute later.
So spot.
He's got to fill up an evening. You know, there's a lot of girls on that ticket.
I got a full dance card. We gotta do the horizontal mambo.
The musicians actually seem to be playing to the poses that Dean is making as he walks throughout the room. So, like, if he just strikes a muscular, like, you know, pose of some sort, that a fanfare is played to resemble that specific move.
Yeah, putting on a light show, having a good time, whining and dining and having romantic dances with people whose faces I can't remember, but I was very entranced by at the time.
Lefty, I want a toughness check from you.
Here we go. 0, so that's 10, right?
Yep, reroll it.
1.
Okay, so you got an 11?
Uh-huh.
Someone grabs your shoulder and spins you around. And when you turn around, you're no longer at the party. You're actually on the ship at night. There's no wind. Everything is perfectly calm. But the panic look on one of the crewman's face is like he's just stark white, like completely freaked out. And he's got both hands on your shoulders and he's shaking you. And he's saying, "Captain, wake up. Wake up, Captain. Captain." And then suddenly he's just yanked away from you. And then you're back at the party.
Oh, boy. Cassandra flashboards. I love these.
Whoa. Memento. What's going on?
Should you need us?
I wish the goblin would take you away.
I'm having a lovely party with a very strange masked gentleman with the poofy hair and these gray tights with an enormous package.
He keeps calling me Sarah.
I'm like, no, Sarah, it's Jamella. Jamella. But whatever, we can work out how you can use your mouth later.
Oh, ouch. Get it, girl.
Suddenly, Lefty, I mean, right after you see that image, you hear... the music changes entirely, and you hear Jamala kind of clearing her throat as she goes, and suddenly she just breaks out in a song, and everybody, you know, your whole little family of people here all kind of start to join up, and you join up with them. And
oh my god, this is so exciting!
Yes, gather around. There's this beautiful harpsichord here. I think this is just tickling the ivories a little bit, warming my fingers up, and as I'm playing, I just kind of drift away into a warm space, the familiar presence, and that sad holiday feeling reminds me of him. Hit it, boys. Crunchmas without you, my heart snapped right in two. Like Doritos with no dew, Crunchmas without you. You're a bastard tiefling, I tried forgetting, but who am I kidding? I still think of you,
my darling dragonborn.
Ooh, yes.
I've been away too long.
You have been away so long.
I see now I was wrong for not loving you.
Crunchmas without you, fire with nothing to catch you.
Jamella,
oh, hush you. I know you love me, it's true.
Crunchmas without you,
get your cloak off and let's screw.
If there's one thing I'm into, is Crunchmas inside you.
This being of happy time,
I'll say.
And yet I feel sad inside. Ooh. For fallen comrades on this Crunchmas Eve.
Hey, I miss him too, pal.
Poor Cher.
But Cher loved a rowdy doll.
It's true.
I know he's here with us.
Or in heaven with Steve.
Crunchmas without you was just something I lived through. But your melody making body too.
You're the family I've never knew.
Lunchmas without Dean. That exclusion was so mean.
It didn't fit in the rhyme scheme.
Oh, that seems pretty reasonable to me.
Yeah, Dean, you're great.
This Lunchmas I'm with you.
Looks like wishes can come true.
Let's break every taboo. Sweet
loving affection. There's tiefling's erection. He don't need no protection. Lefty, what are you doing here?
Does this seem strange to you?
You can probably join
me. Yeah, but Jennifer can't stand
you. You're jealous, aren't you? He might be a crumb bum, but goddess, I want some. Honest, I do.
Oh, that's right. I hate you.
No, darling, that's not true.
I'll Eldritch Blast you.
No, but...
Is this the part where we just name chips?
Screw this
ranch,
noise.
Hot wings, smoky, chipotle, BBQ.
Smell you later, baby.
Chili lemon and locos tacos, flamas too.
So, as the song ends, you see several people wiping tears from the corners of their eyes and generous applause.
Where did he go? Someone stop him! God, stop that tiefling! Wait, were all of you standing around while I was about to have intercourse?
Oh, I don't know. We all just got caught up and we all started singing? That was kind of strange.
For
I don't
the
know
record,
if this ever happened before.
For the record, I'm still over by the food. I wasn't watching. I just sang my little bit and I turned around again.
As you go to turn and reach for some more food, one of those little naked things with the wings hands you some more food.
Oh.
And then you do a double take, and it's like, well, it's just the butler.
Oh, okay. I thought you were naked for a second there.
No, sir. I'm fully clothed for your pleasure. I can be naked for your pleasure, too.
No, he's perverted clothed.
Did you say perverted cloth?
No, I
think he said take it off, dude.
No, I did not. That is not. Please
prefer
do not, sir.
It
sir,
off.
Stay clothed. Stay clothed.
As you wish, my lord.
Thank you.
As Dean keeps saying off, the dude's shirt flies off. But then when VMAX says on, he gets a shirt. What's going on here?
Except it's a different shirt. Like every
it's
time,
better,
it's
like
he just
a
rotates through
VMAX
shirts.
Chasing down the corridors, trying to find Jennifer.
You follow him. He turns down one of the halls, and as you circle around to follow him, you he's gone. There is a little naked person with wings flying off, a little naked hairless person with wings flying off in the same direction that he was going.
That seems very strange. Without any other options, I'll chase that.
You chase that, and you turn down another corridor, and it's just a wall, and there's nothing else there.
I feel around the wall looking for all the crevices, nooks, and crannies, any possibility of a secret hatch.
Roll search.
6 plus 3, 9.
There's nothing. You don't find anything there.
Damn! I blast the wall with an avenging light.
Okay.
21.
Wow. Okay.
I'm good with inanimate objects.
Apparently. You blast it, and the rock explodes and smolders, and actually part of it seems to like catch fire, almost like it was made out of wood. Through the hole that you've created, you see on the other side of it, the deck of Lefty's old ship, the lower decks of Lefty's old ship, back when you guys were running from Black Pepper Jack. You see several of the of your companions asleep on the floor, but several other of the crew are missing, or they're lying there with their throats cut or something like stuck inside of them. But then the hole just kind of and seals itself.
What a foul sorcery is this? I run back to the ballroom.
Okay, everybody's still having a good time and...
Lunchmas without you! This eggnog's awesome!
I shoot.
Dean and Barty are just leaning on each other. I've done what I needed to do for the evening and moved on to hanging out with Dean.
Said Lefty's moping because no one wants to dance with her.
I'd dance with you, my dear.
Gleeman, you're still drunk as dance?
Yeah.
Hold on, back that up. Because Lefty, if you wanted to dance with people, there are lines of men begging for a dance.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Whoa.
That's too much. Now it's weird.
Yeah, now I think I'm going to, like, go hide in the bathroom for a minute.
I burst in and I shoot a projection of light, non-lethal, at Lefty's dress to illuminate the whole room.
Pretty.
Listen here. There's some foul sorcery afoot. I have seen a terrible vision of death on the high seas.
I see. We're on land.
Yeah, we're on
the land. Well, how much eggnog have you been drinking?
Which part of the map is land and which part is water?
Blue is land? Blue.
Shut up! Okay.
Oh, sorry. It's just a thought. I figured you guys would know. Die.
Your crew, Lefty. I saw the crew dead. And all of you were asleep, perhaps unconscious, perhaps dead as well.
That's not true. We're right here. What? Jamala, you've clearly been drinking way too much.
It was a foul vision.
Are you being cathartic?
Body, are there known sorcerers in Tolay?
Well, I mean, there's Christopher. Hey, Christopher, get over here.
Christopher walks in.
Jennifer was here for a second.
Yes.
Christopher, I saw a terrible vision. Are there evil sorcerers about?
Do I ever lose my virgin? Never mind.
No, there aren't any. I mean, not here. Most of the sorcerers have gone to the Isle of Mages after that was revealed in Barty's book. I mean, since the man in black was killed by Barty, there's no one to fear in Tolay.
Just go up to the eggnog and...
I think you may have been having too much of the eggnog. Maybe you should just relax.
I think maybe I haven't had enough of the eggnog. Thank you.
Jamala, isn't it a little weird how we kind of just get whatever we want whenever we want it?
Why would that be weird? Obviously, we deserve it.
But wait, think about something really strange and see if it happens. I dare you. Come on, do it. You won't do it.
But think about you walking away.
Dean starts to walk away.
Huh. It's about time.
I think it worked! Should I keep walking? I should stop.
I'll keep going.
Is this far enough over here?
All the way out to the ocean.
All right, I'll just keep going to the ocean. Man.
Into the ocean. Don't stop.
Okay. See ya. Merry Christmas.
B-Mac goes, that is interesting.
I seriously can't stop.
And goes, I wonder if a purple guava fruit can appear, if you have one.
Purple guava fruit, did you say?
Yes.
Well, of course. We have a purple guava fruit. Purple guava fruit flavored Doritos.
That is very odd. Okay.
Why would that be odd? It's a party. It's Crunchmas Eve, sir.
Purple guava fruit was a fruit in the Kavaki Valley that we accidentally overkilled. We overhunted it, and we ate all of it. But that's great that there's some here. I've been dying for some. Thanks.
I'll cultivate it here in Tolay, sir.
It seems odd for the geographical region, but... awesome.
I assure you, VMAC, since Barty put me in charge of managing the city, we have been able to acquire anything that he would need. And now that people are coming far and wide just to get their hands on the books and the stories and to relive the epic saga of your journeys here in this town, we are bursting at the seams with Doritos and can afford anything. There is no expense spared to acquire these things that we know you love.
Wait a minute. I can't for the life of me remember what happened with Black Pepper Jack.
He was killed, of course.
Yes, don't you remember? I mean, well, did you read my book, Jamala? It's one of the last chapters.
I skimmed it. I didn't... I mean, obviously I was there, but I can't...
I don't remember that. Give me the book. I would like to read that book, the chapter.
He hands you the book.
The
title's still very clear on it.
Right. I flip through the chapters to find the chapter on Black Pepper Jack.
Once you start flipping through the book, though, you notice that it's like word salad.
Read us a passage. Read us a rousing passage from the book.
Great small, yes, no, hello, five.
Hello, fellow five.
That's bravo. Well spake.
Hey. No, that's not right. I'm here. Oh, yes. When Barty saw the man in black coming, he reached down and grabbed his last dagger.
The man plucks the book from his hands and looks at it and goes, it doesn't say that.
It does, right here. If I may continue. What's the big deal? You can't read this language. I obviously can.
How? Why can I not? I am. What language is it then?
It's the common language.
Oh, then I would like a copy in Kabaki, since you obviously have everything.
I cannot do that.
But I thought you could get. You know what, Barty? Come on, let's Jamala. You read the common, yes?
Yeah, of course. Duh, do I?
Please, plucks it up, hands it to her. VMAC's starting to get it. Please read this page.
Oh. Semaphore, semicolon, kill tipsy sim, expectorate, ominous cue. Doing.
Okay, now you guys are nice. Just playing Lipsy a trick forum. On me. Is this a Crunchmas joke? Is this a Crunchmas? This is, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is.
Jamala, can you take me to that wall?
I can do you one better. You know what? Let's all sleep in one gigantic bed.
What?
Yeah, wait, now you're speaking my language.
Just one.
Wait, oh, look, chair's awake.
What?
Huh? Wait.
Chair, he gets up and he kind of rubs his eyes and blinks rather stupidly. Notices that he still has the drink that Barty left him in the crook of his arms and takes a big, long drink of that. Belches and looks up at everybody with a big smile. Sees Dean for the first time and waves to him.
Hey, how's it going? I'm covered in ocean filth because I walked into the ocean, and now I want to get in bed with you all.
Everybody just kind of stares stupidly at Chair like this was the most strangest thing to happen since you guys are all quiet.
What's wrong, guys?
I would like to roll perception.
Okay.
Can I do the same?
Because something feels very wrong.
Sure. Everybody can roll detection.
17.
7.
Okay.
18.
18, 17, 15. What'd you roll, Jamala?
I rolled a 7.
All right, so we're going to start with the 18.
Nice.
Dean.
Okay.
This is clearly a dream. You know this because you've had dreams, but you don't really know if you want anybody else to know because this is an awesome dream.
Wait a second. I blurted out instantly because I'm retarded. This is all a dream, guys. And we're all in control of it separately. Whoever's will is the strongest takes control of what's happening. Watch this. The floor is now fire.
No, nothing happens. Nothing happens. He does not have any willpower. So that does nothing at all. That's also why his entire fantasy in this dream is to be muscular and surrounded by men he made muscular.
That's it. That's all he has going.
So he does this and the floor does not turn into fire. So Dean's an idiot.
What if it's like the sphere and all of you guys collectively think about the floor being on fire with your actual willpower and make it happen?
But they would have to believe you. And just because they don't know that Dean rolled an 18 and got it right. They
well,
just
believe
know that
me,
they
it
just...
should happen. One of you try. My brain's not good enough. Seriously.
Speaking of fire, I'd like to point out that I ate the entire bag of Roletta and there was, in fact, only one chip that was on fire.
That's kind of lame, actually.
So, Barty, you... There's no logical way for you to have gotten to this point in your life. Okay? There's no reason why everything has worked out. It's nice that it is, and it's very, very cool, but honestly, do you deserve this?
Absolutely I do. I will hold on to everything possible in order to make this reality a reality.
And as he wrestles with denial, VMAC, you know something really magical is going on. You taking all of this in, Chair shouldn't be here. Steve shouldn't be here.
Right, during my song, during the song sequence, we sang about Chair and Steve both being dead. How are they not dead if they were dead in the song?
And why did you see a naked little hairless man with wings?
Yeah.
I have repressed things going on in here.
There is something that is weird.
But Dean saying things about a dream might not be that far off, but
yeah,
again,
someone believe me.
Hey, Jamala, do me a favor. Don't think about what Dean said, but think with me. What if the ground was snow? Can you do that with me? What if the ground was snow?
I'll do it too, and I'll clap my hands. Snow. 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 Everybody clap if you want it to snow. Okay. That's what BMAX said.
What if the ground was snow?
Roll wisdom.
6.
11.
It starts to feel a little chilly in the air, but then you guys realize that somebody had opened a window and is turning around and saying, "They're attacking! The pirates, they're attacking us!"
That's impossible.
Look! They're coming from the fleet!
Lefty, we must remedy this. These are employees!
So you could see the red glow from the town actually being set afire. And that's from where you guys are at near the window. So you guys haven't looked outside yet.
Tolay is on fire!
I go to the window just to confirm this lunacy?
Over half the town has already been consumed. The forest where the Kavaki have been camped are completely engulfed. It's gone. The town is nearly gone as well.
Oh my god.
Can we wish for the town to no longer be on fire? Maybe if we all did it. We didn't all do it about the snow. Wouldn't we all try to stop the fire?
I'm gonna think of snow too. It's white, right? On the map? On the tips of the mountaintop? That one?
Think of snow in the air.
Go ahead and roll it.
All right.
Yep, wisdom.
Yep. Make it snow!
No!
Critical, I see. Okay.
11.
Man, the magazine.
22.
Okay. Lefty.
6.
I rolled a 6.
4.
Really, the only one that's able to even hold their concentration, even the slightest bit, is Jamala. But it's not enough to do anything. All of Dean's guardsmen all pick up their weapons and run out the doors. But then the doors are latched behind them. We'll keep the doors locked and we'll fight off the pirates and protect you. Keep the doors locked and stay safe in here. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Nonsense. This is our fight. I go to the open window and...
If the Kavaki's in trouble, I'm not staying here.
You're at the very top of the Tapas Tower in the biggest building in the city.
Everybody get on me and I'll jump us down.
Hold on. What is the door made of?
Wood.
Oh, it's wood? Yeah. Oh, like we can't knock that down.
It's a huge double door that's barred from the other side.
How about the... What is the wood... What is around the door?
Stone.
Oh. Stone, you say?
Yes.
What would happen if someone were to soften around the hinges?
Try it.
Yay!
Soften stone.
I'm thinking about maybe building a parachute out of my dress. Is that even...
I have a mental image of her, like, just like... In the old cartoon, it's falling down, and then the bottom part of the bell part of her dress, like...
Obviously, that's a feature. It's built in.
Casting of 28.
Okay. It might not be necessary.
The effect is a 10.
Okay. The door's hinges are softened, and actually, you can just kind of pull back on the door slightly or push it, and it shakes loose, and it starts to fall back towards you, and it hits the ground. And then Chair stands, jumps on top of the fallen door right in front of you. His hands are at his hips. And he stares up at you guys like he's going to stop you from going out. And then he just starts laughing. But his laugh is deep. It's not his laugh. And he starts to walk away from the door. And he's just kind of shaking his head like he can't believe it. And he just keeps walking. And he's walking up this large, huge, insanely long set of stairs. They're just suddenly in the room. They weren't there before, but now they're there. And he's just walking up the stairs. And now the room is really, it's gone. And you guys are inside of Lefty's ship, except for this big gap where there's this empty space and this staircase going up into this empty space. At the very top of it is this really ornate looking wooden throne. And each step the Chair takes, he gets a little bit taller and taller and taller and taller. He's 12 feet tall, 14 feet tall, 16 feet tall. He's got horns or antlers that come out of his head. Lean but muscular. He's completely naked and hairless. And he sits down on this stone table. And all these little naked, hairless people with wings, like little insect wings, come floating around him. And they're bringing him stuff, food and drink. And he's still laughing as he just takes this giant wooden goblet of wine and just downs it in one sitting. And he stops and he looks at you and says, I don't understand what I could have done right. I gave you everything you could possibly want. A never-ending Crunchmas. All the pleasures your hearts desire. Just take it, and the pirates will go away. The Kavaki will no longer be burned, and you can live out the remainder of your lives celebrating.
Sounds good to me.
What price?
No price. You will never have to pay for this. It is yours until the end of your days.
I'm going to look around. I mean, you said we were in the boat, but then that there was part of the boat that's not the boat. Clearly, it's staircase into forever.
Yep.
How's that work? I mean,
it's like half of the what would be the room, the bottom part of the deck, where you guys now remember.
So we're below deck?
Yes. Okay. You ran below deck because of the fire on the top deck.
Okay.
And so you went below deck, and somehow you just kind of passed out and fell asleep. And now you're awake-ish, because obviously this is kind of like what you remember when before you fell asleep, but this can't possibly be real.
Right.
So you're halfway between the waking and the real world.
Sounds good to me, and I start walking towards this thing.
VMAC grabs Barty. That might be okay with you, but I do not want to live in a not real world.
Let me tell you about your real world. Out there, you leave the fog. Black Pepper Jack's fleet is waiting for you. You will be destroyed by him. You're safe here, among my people. Live out your dreams until the day you die. Or go out there and die today.
I'm with the naked, tall, chair-like man. I'm with him.
That sounds like it would be good, but my destiny's greater than dying in some weird tomb. Where I can have whatever I want. I want to be challenged. I didn't earn these muscles here, or this sweater. I never knitted this. I want to do these things.
I can give you these things. Look around you, Dean. Standing upon the battlefield, victorious, the one hero amongst the dead enemies before you. And when Dean looks down, he's standing on a field of corpses.
And oh, shit. I could get into this. All right, I'm down.
Now! I am not.
I'm the king of fighting.
You are a devil, masquerading as our fallen friend. No, you've taken all this opulence, all of my wildest dreams, and then you've twisted around into a nightmare where Jennifer leaves me.
It was a gift. I gave you back your dead friends, the lost ones, the ones you can never have. I gave them back to you for one magical night, and that night never has to end.
Did you kill all of our crew?
Only when they tried to steal you away from this gift. Those that allowed us to do our work, to bestow this upon you, are alive and happy in their own dream worlds.
Those were scallywags, but they were noble scallywags. I can't abide by this demon.
They were trying to steal from you. These gifts that we have given you, why else try to wake you if not to steal what I am giving you?
Is not a gift, but a curse.
It is the greatest gift of Crunchmas ever.
Well, then it's time to light the Crunchmas candle. Avenging Light!
Jamala, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you fighting against this? This is great!
Did somebody say fight? I'll fight you!
Oh boy, and I rip off the bottom half of my skirt and I whip it around.
I suppose that's a fair question. What are we wearing right now?
You're still wearing your dream clothes.
Sweet.
That's how you know you're kind of like in the middle.
Well, I throw a dagger at Jamala's staff to stop her hand, I guess.
Good luck with that, Sonny Jim.
Go ahead and roll it, Marty.
20.
I rolled a 12.
12.
Okay. Your dagger goes flying just above her hand. You just missed her. And she blasts out the Avenging Light, and it hits this Dream King person on his throne dead in the chest. And he looks down. Well, first he cries out. Looks down at his chest, which is like a smoldering ruin, and then waves his hand across it, and it heals back.
Oh, so that's how it's going to be great.
We don't need to fight. The gift was freely given. My fairies gave it to you. You do not want it? Then fine. Back to your waking world. Back to Black Pepper Wait. Jack.
No. Wait! No, no, don't, no!
I'm the best fighter!
All of what? You.
No.
We are done with you. Leave our... Leave our domain.
We are friends, bro. Why are you doing this to us? We were connecting.
Very slowly, Barty and Dean claw their way back from sleep, reluctantly leaving the dream. Yeah, everybody else is up and at them.
I'm the best fighter in the world.
The ladies, the books, the fame.
Barty, why don't I have my belt buckle anymore?
Where's my cloak? My cloak!
I hated that Crunchmas so much!
Jamala! Jamala, why would you do that? Chair was alive.
No, he wasn't.
Chair was alive in that dream.
It was a lie.
Obviously he wasn't.
It doesn't matter if it was a lie. Chair was alive. Steve was alive. They were all alive. Why did it matter if it wasn't real? What mattered?
Barty, we were going
How do you know that this existence isn't a dream? What's the purpose?
I slap
What's
him.
What's the purpose of stopping
Roll
it?
Roll you have magical lore, nature, beast lore, something like that,
Natural
right?
Natural magic? Yeah.
Anyway, I slap Barty in the face.
19.
I've heard of cases of this in the Ironback Mountains. These are little fairies that they cast asleep, and they in those dreams, they promise you to live forever. But your body is not getting food or drink, so 2 weeks' time, and you are starved.
Yeah, you would have been dead and bloated in the bottom of this ship, Barty.
Oh, in that case, thank you.
No, Mike, but even those 2 weeks... They would have felt like they lasted forever in that dream. How would you have known that you couldn't have lived? You know time works differently in dreams. You could be asleep for an hour and live an entire adventure. How
My
is it
head
that,
hurts. Stop. Oh.
How is it that I could have lived out an entire life in those 2 weeks. Longer and better than what I could live now. Why would you have ever taken us away from that, Jamala?
Go find you some fairies then, Gleeman. If that's the best you can do with yourself.
So as the crew walks their way back up to deck, they see that that the fog that they remember before they fell asleep is starting to clear as the ship's slowly moving its way back out to sea. The remaining crew are dumping the bodies of the slain overboard. But you can hear in the distance the drums that are coordinating the movements of Black Pepper Jack's ships. And you're heading right for them.
This is the reality that you wanted to return us to, Jamala? Certain death? Where we will certainly... I turn and look towards out at the fog, and this is what you wanted us to return to Black Pepper Jack. For me to go back to that dungeon. That's what you want us to live through? I'm not interested.
I'm ready to fight something. I'm mad.
Then you go for a swim, you ungrateful shit.
Go for a swim? You didn't spend months in a dungeon.
No, but I risked my hide to come get you. And we're
you
going
did.
To and we're going to fight our way through that, and you're going to find a reason to live an actual life, Barty. Imagine that.
Lefty, you see that the ships, as the fog is clearing, you're watching the ship. You know, the captain and you are stuck on that particular bit of drama. And you see that all of them have white flags on them.
That's good.
For parlay. So they're actually asking you to talk to them.
I say we cautiously try.
There's no way I'm letting you ladies get aboard a ship without me.
Well, in this particular situation, the person in charge of that fleet of ships would come aboard yours.
Okay.
Captain, what are your orders?
Go seek a piece of white fabric. Wave back. Let's see if these boys can talk.
Aye, Captain. And he runs off.
Let's parlay.
Merry fucking Crunchmas.
Ooh, Dreamweaver!
I believe you can get me through the night. They had a terrible adventure. That sounds like a nightmare trapped inside of a sweet, wet, squirmy little dream. And then, you know, this isn't over yet. Why, you should tune in 2 months' time for the continuation of the epic adventures of Dungeons and Doritos. Don't you think? From old Geldap to you, my squirmy little friend, Merry Crunchmas and a Happy New Year.
Nice. Merry Crunchmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Crunchmas.
Merry Crunchmas, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Dungeons and Doritos. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. It's just like my Auntie Nadine used to tell me. It's not the size that counts. It's what you do with it. Very good advice. So don't bogart the cabbage. Spread it around. It helps with my constipation. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. And for more episodes of Dungeons and Doritos, well, you should go to dungeonsanddoritos.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're at Dungeons and Doritos on Facebook. Click like for all the new hotness.
I have a backstory for Dean not being in last episode. It's very brief. He was trying to learn magic from someone. And they were like, here, escape from these knots. And he was like, I will. And they walked away and he was in the knots. Until you find him. That's what he did. He was just tied up in an alley somewhere trying to get out and yelling abracadabra the entire time.
Somewhere far away, a pale visage stirs beneath a blanket of human skin and awakes in terror.
That is the absolute last time I eat human baby before bedtime.